Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Thursday!
Guess what time it is?
Well, what time is it?
It's time to get...
It's time to
get some!
Get some!
Get some!
Get some!
All right.
Get some!
Some what?
Some what?
Get some coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And then...
We can start.
We can start.
Go to the show.
Yep, show's ready to go. Here we go. The Thursday edition. With yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Great to have you along. Freezing rain? Sleet? Hail? Really? I don't recall that being in the forecast. I thought I said something about rain starting late. Well, I guess technically, you know, I mean sleet, freezing rain. Would have been nice, and more specificity would have been required. But once again, that's all right. We bust out on the forecaster. We're used to it. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email is very simply bob@1063.com. Miss the keyword for this hour. We can't have that. You got to have the keyword for this hour. It is DREAM, D-R-E-A-M, DREAM. Text it to 72881 and get your name in the hat for the $1,000 bankroll contest. Two winners already and looking to make you the third winner. Well, this is pretty hilarious news. You heard Limbaugh talking about this. Dear Speaker Pelosi, the letter read, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the Strong Border Security movement to end the shutdown. Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. And the letter was signed, President Donald J. Trump. So Pelosi, you know, you have, two can play this game. Pelosi claims that they don't have proper security because of the government shutdown to be able to have the State of the Union address when it's typically scheduled, despite the denials of that from Capitol Police, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Secret Service agents, and others saying, oh, that's malarkey. You know, they're perfectly well-equipped to handle security for a State of the Union address. So the president turns around and tells Pelosi, hey, sorry, and here's the funny part. They were scheduled to leave today. But not to worry, Nancy. We have gotten a bunch of contributors, Democrat contributors, together to be able to privately fund your big trip. And we have a plane all lined up for you. In fact, we have it right here. Nancy, you'll hear it cranking up in the background. There we go. Now, it's not, you know, Air Force Two. It's not the 757 that you're usually accustomed to, with all its accoutrements and accommodations and all that. Just a cool point there. It is a DC-3. It'll take a little bit longer to get to Brussels, certainly a little bit longer to get to AFPAC. But it'll get you there. It'll get the job done. And we figured, you know, the DC-3, workhorse aircraft, been around forever, very dependable, easy to fly. I can fly a DC-3 if I had to. And it'll get the job done. Look at it this way, Nancy. It was good enough for Harry Truman. It should be good enough for you.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up. Oh,
this is too funny. Trump pulls her airplane. They can't win against this guy. So now I'm waiting for Nancy to rush in front of a CNN microphone and talk about how mean-spirited the president is acting in this, denying the Speaker of the House the opportunity to take care in this paramount importance, this huge planned trip that she has to Brussels and to Egypt, probably to meet with the Muslim Brotherhood or CARE, and Afghanistan, where I guess she's going to meet with the Taliban. You got to love it. You got to love it. Now, this is funny, too. I caught a bit of Mark Levin, the great one, on the way home last night. Levin was having a conniption fit. He always is. I love this guy. And he was saying, All right, Nancy Pelosi, you don't want to have the State of the Union address in the House. All you Republican members of the Senate, invite. I'm doing my Levin impression. Invite the president to come over and deliver the State of the Union address in the Senate and tell those Democrats all to go to hell. That's the way Levin is. He's great. But he's right. You know, he gets fired up, and I love that. But he's right. There's nothing written down constitutionally. It says a State of the Union address has to be delivered in the House. So if Mitch McConnell would grow a spine, issue an invitation to the president to deliver the State of the Union address on the scheduled date, and all the members of the Senate that want to show up can show up, all the ambassadors can show up, the Supreme Court justices can show up, the brass from the Pentagon can show up, all the high muckety-mucks, and if any Democrats or Republicans from the House want to show up, I'm sure there's room somewhere for them in the hallway. Or as Levin suggested last night, let them watch the stupid thing on television. Too funny. Too funny. So, I saw a brief story on the wire today. Some Senate Republicans have suggested doing that. They're taking the suggestion and running with it. Why not? You know, shove this one back at Nancy, too. There you go, Nancy. You're going to love your DC-3. Let's fire that baby up again. There you go. Cloth-covered seats. No air conditioning, but it's relatively chilly at the altitude you'll be flying at. Just throw open a window, Nancy. I'll cool you off. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, at least she's not taking a C-47. So happy she reminded us. So happy that Trump is reminding her of her place. The Speaker of the House does have access, and it is a 757. And when she was speaker before, she flew back to California every weekend in that baby. Bobby, dear Speaker Pelosi, please ensure your tray table is in the upright and locked position for landing. They don't have tray tables in the DC-3. They just, you know, they got a little wooden tray they bring around and set on your lap. It's going to be great, Nancy. Don't worry. You'll love it. 3:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back here on Thursday. Here's our daily afternoon tribute. Guys and gals up there at Fort Meade, our pals at the NSA, always monitoring the Bobby Mack Show to see what radical talk is coming from that right-wing extremist conservative talk radio host, Eye in the Sky. There, coming up on 3:20 here on the Bobby Mack Show, let me quickly catch up with the text line 71307. Bob, I love Mark Levin, and also glad we have a fighter in the White House. This is epic. I never tried to imitate Mark Levin before, but that wasn't too bad. That was pretty close. Bob, Trump is like Clark in Christmas Vacation. Oh, hell no, Nancy. You're not getting out of this party. You're going to stay and suffer like the rest of us. I'm not gonna ruin this good old-fashioned family Christmas. Bob, actually, Trump should give the State of the Union from the Oval Office. That way he assures no Dems or their guests can disrupt it. Well, look, you know, and we talked about this yesterday. That's certainly part of Pelosi's strategy on this. She can't control the Muslims from Michigan or the crazy-eyed AOC from New York. Occasional cortex. Who knows? God knows what they might do during the State of the Union address. And she doesn't want that kind of scene reflecting on her lack of leadership because she can't control these people. She's in there trying to herd cats. And so that's probably the real reason she doesn't want to do the State of the Union until she has a little more time to try and get a handle on these people and explain to them how here in Washington, this is how the cow ate the cabbage. You know, you got to go along to get along, occasional cortex and your Muslim pals. So get in line here with the rest of us jackbooted thugs in the Democrat Communist Party. Bobby, I really love what Trump did today to Pelosi's group. Very good move on his part. And funny. Yeah, it is. Bob, one article I saw today said Pelosi was in the car on the way to the airport when Trump delivered his letter about her lack of aircraft. Even better. She was being limoed, probably over to Joint Base Andrews there to take off. Bob, no problem, actually, for Nancy. Can't she just fly her broom to Brussels? Bob, give her a C-130 and a parachute. Yeah, watch that first step. A long way down. Just, you know, watch that altimeter on your wrist, and when it gets to red, that's a good time to go ahead and pull. Bobby, can we not just put Nancy on Canadian Air and accidentally leave her in Canada? Here's a message for Pelosi, Mr. Bob. You mess with the bull and you get the horns. I love it. From Mike. Bobby, why is she worried about security? She keeps telling us, peons, we don't need any security. Anyway, her beloved illegals aren't a threat to anyone, are they? Bob, hell of an impression of Levin. From Dave. USMC. Thank you, Dave. Hoorah. Semper Fi. Bob, I'm up at Caesar's Head right now. Drove up here with my pup, Roscoe, hoping to see some snow. We did, but there was just some from last week. A handful under a tree. Just some cold mist and a bunch of fog. Don't waste your time. Jim and Easley. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the sit rep. Bobby, I want to ask Nancy Pelosi, how could you be so heartless? Going out of the country when government workers are starving in the streets and you desert America. Bob, what business does Pelosi have overseas anyway? She's not part of the State Department. No, but she's Speaker of the House, so she has to go over there and do a fact-finding mission. Yeah, that's it. That's it, a fact-finding mission. You know, it's too bad Don Knotts is gone. Because somebody sort of suggested this on the text line. You know, they could get Don Knotts and put him on Pelosi's plane. You know, let everybody get on board the aircraft. And then Trump delivers a letter. And here comes Barney Fife.
Off the plane. Everybody, off the plane now.
It's too good. It's just too good. A Bob Lindsay naturally has already rushed to the microphones to condemn President Trump's action, said one sophomoric action does not deserve another. Well, it does when it trumps, pun intended, when it trumps what Pelosi does. Bob let Nancy ride a jump seat on a Mac flight. See how she likes that. Yeah. She might have to go, you know, by way of, I don't know, Okinawa to get to Brussels. But, you know, we get there eventually, all right? Bobby, what happened with Pelosi's plane? The president sent her a letter this afternoon. She has this big trip planned to Brussels and somewhere else. Egypt. And AFPAC, Afghanistan. And the president said that due to the partial government shutdown, her aircraft will not be available. Bob, occasional cortex is lost again. It's best to walk her over to the minority leader's office. Bobby, that was a great Mark Levin impersonation. Thank you. And I intended to flatter the great one, because he's, I love this guy. Bob, I am so sick and tired of people finding anything and everything to hate Trump for. If Obama bought fast food for Clemson, he would have been praised to the hilt. Sure. Bob, of course, CNN reported they weren't sure if President Trump even had the authority to cancel the flight for Pelosi. Well, let me think about this for a moment. President of the United States and Commander-in-Chief of the military. I'm thinking. Yeah, I believe on this one, CNN would be, as usual,
wrong.
And would be best for everyone if they would just
shut up.
Right, exactly. Bobby, does anybody seriously think that Trump is going to allow himself to be taken down by this dingbat Pelosi? Come on. Boy, I saw her today. This is the day when she does her usual news conference as a speaker on Thursday. And they had some close-ups of her. Wow. Her skin looked like Samsonite luggage. And I believe, is that, oh, I'm sorry. I started to say I was caught up as soon as I did. Bob, I'm sure that Brussels is more fun, more important than the shutdown of the U.S. government, said no one, ever. Bob, we should not underestimate Alexandria Ocasional Cortex. She's extremely dangerous, Obama 2.0. At least Obama had the silver tongue oratory. You know, you ask Occasional Cortex anything that's fact-based, clueless. Yeah, she talks about, you know, universal income and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour and all this stuff. And she's asked, well, you want to have, you know, look what socialism's done in Venezuela. Well, the idea of my kind of socialism is not what's going on in Venezuela. It's what's going on in places like Sweden and Denmark. And apparently she is so obtuse, she doesn't realize there is no minimum wage in Sweden or Denmark. But, you know, don't confuse her with facts. Bobby, I hate what Lindsey Graham does. I don't know how he stays in office. You should be supporting Trump as a fellow Republican senator and not, you know, running to your friends in the Democrat Party. Now, Bob, did you see that Muslim from Michigan or wherever called Lindsay a closeted gay person? Yeah, Lindsay, how about all your friends in the Democrat Party and in the liberal media at BSNBC and CNN that are now launching this whispering campaign that Lindsey Graham is gay? Talk about this after Annie and the News Center, which is next here at 3:29 on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Rock on, brother.
All along the watchtower. And no straight leg soldier he, Jimi Hendrix, pretty fair guitarist, and also served his country as a member of the 101st Airborne Division. Did you know that? Yeah, Screaming Eagles. 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along. As I mentioned before, Annie in the newscast. Oh, and by the way, I was passing by the newsroom while Annie was in the news booth doing the newscast at the bottom of the hour. And Evan was back in the news center, was playing me part of a classic Chuck Wright soundbite, the sheriff in Spartanburg soundbite about they had a big drug bust today. Annie will have the details on it at the top of the hour. But it gave Chuck Wright an opportunity to get in a plug for the wall in his own inimitable style. You got to love Chuck. He's great. So here's the story from the web today. Democrats are ostensibly the party of gay rights, yes? Yet, that isn't stopping. How many times have we talked about how hypocritical the Democrat commies are? Democrats are ostensibly the party of gay rights, yet that isn't stopping many Democrat lawmakers from launching a whisper campaign about Senator Lindsey Graham's sexuality. There are rumors going around that Lindsey Graham may be gay. Geez, what's next? We're going to hear rumors that Bill Clinton likes a lot of women. Many have begun publicly suggesting that Senator Graham's support of the Trump administration is the result of, oh no, blackmail. How could Lindsey possibly be blackmailed with accusations about his sexuality? They've only been around for a decade. God, this is how stupid they are. Not to mention how hypocritical they are. Can you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot? Oh, well, you can't, there's nothing wrong with being gay. You, who cares? You know, that would be their attitude, correct? Things got started after the chair of a Democrat super PAC, John Cooper, flat out accused Senator Graham of being blackmailed over, quote, some pretty serious sexual kink. Okay. A Republican just told me, this is John Cooper's tweet, a Republican just told me that he doubts Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, is kowtowing to Trump and indirectly to Putin because he's being blackmailed over his sexual orientation, an open secret, in parentheses, or even financial corruption. Rather, he thinks it probably involves some pretty serious sexual kink. Like what? You know? Well, are we talking, no, I'm not even going to speculate. I'll get myself I'll dig myself a deeper hole. And this Congresswoman, Omar tweeted, this is Kasim Rashid Esquire, Esquire no less, at Muslim IQ is the Twitter handle. I can't even imagine what they have on Graham. Senator Lindsey Graham in 2015, Donald Trump is a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot. Representative Omar, this is a congresswoman, appeared on CNN this morning where she doubled down on the claim that Trump is blackmailing Graham over his supposed homosexuality. claiming, quote, a lot of Americans agree with me. Oh, yeah? And your evidence for this is where? What is your evidence that a lot of Americans agree with you, other than just you're stating this opinion? Quote, over the last 3 years, we've seen many times where Senator Lindsey Graham has told us how dangerous this president could be if he was given the opportunity to be in the White House. And all of a sudden, he has not only made 180 turnaround, but a 360 turnaround. Representative Omar, you know, I took a couple of math classes, and all the ones that I had, 360 degrees brings you back to your original position. 180 would be diametrically opposed. God. Yeah, the stupidity of these people. It's just, it's astonishing.
When you're stupid, you do stupid things.
Well, you're right, Ozzie. You're right. But a 360 turnaround. My tweet was just an opinion based on what I believe to be visible to me, and I'm pretty sure there are lots of Americans who agree on this. Other left-wing personalities have been more explicit. Comedian, and I use that word loosely, Chelsea Handler suggested that, I can't even, it's so crude and vulgar, I can't even allude to what Chelsea Handler tweeted. But of course, it hasn't been pulled by Twitter because it's not abusive or offensive, right? In response to these rumors, Graham has previously told the New York Times, I ain't gay. Okay? So, geez. You know, so the party of LGBTQ inclusiveness, you know, all things gay are good, now doesn't like Lindsey Graham because he's gay? Or they accuse him of being gay. He denies it, of course. Ay, ay, ay. Remember, Bob, the Democrats always accuse you of what they have already done. I'm sure the Dems have been blackmailing little Lindsey for years. Bob, I don't care if Lindsey Graham has a taste for men. I just wish he had a taste for liberty. Bobby, 50 Shades of Graham. I just threw up. White in the loafers? Lindsey, white in the loafers? Can't be. No. Bob, Lindsey Graham might be gay. Wait a second. I almost went off the highway in shock. Next thing you know, there'll be rumors of a sunrise tomorrow. Bobby, don't forget to add, not that there's anything wrong with that. There you go. There's our caveat to Seinfeld. Bobby, the EGARD watch company has posted an online ad that is a response to the Gillette ad called What is a Man? Look it up. It's breathtaking. We'll do that. By the way, on Gillette's own website, 10 to 1 against on their own website. There's a big article on this by a professor who specializes in advertising and marketing. Charles Taylor is his name. He's the John Murphy Professor of Marketing at Villanova, okay? Senior Research Fellow at the Center for Marketing and Consumer Insights. And he's the Editor-in-Chief of the International Journal of Advertising. He's got a great piece about this, the title of which is Why Gillette's New Ad Campaign is Toxic. Bob, it's hard to believe it's only 17 days into January and we've already had a year's worth of Democrat audacity. Bob, a pretty good guitarist with Jimmy? Well, that was, you know, I was underplaying it there. Jimmy is the GOAT guitarist. I get it. Hey, Moneypenny, I get that. Greatest of all time, right? Isn't that it? I'm hip. Whatever, Scott. A quarter before four here in the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back momentarily, and we'll go to the phones, too, next.
Bob McLean.
Welcome back. 10 before 4 here, the Bobby Mac Show, Thursday afternoon. And as promised, to the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Beginning this hour with Dot, who is in Greenville. Hi, Dot, and welcome to the program. Dot, are you there? Hello, Dot. Do what? It says air. Yeah, it says on air. Well, now it's locked. Hey, Dot, are you there? Yeah, sorry. Some kind of misconnect. Error on the phone line. Sorry, Dot. Call back and we'll get you back on. Alan is next. He is in Reedville. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show. What is going on with the phones? Sorry, Alan. Hang on just a second here. Let me see if I can get you on hold. Yeah, we got to get the engineers in here. Something's gone goofy with the phone lines. Apologies. We will catch you up with that once we get the phones checked out here. In on the text line, Bobby Mac, you're the GOAT of talk radio, from Neil. And thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, I think Procter & Gamble needs to fire one of their marketing managers. Actually, I did some digging around. I did a deep dive on this. The person responsible for this Gillette ad, the toxic masculinity ad, is a woman at the Gray Advertising Agency. Her name is Kim Gehrig, and she is described as a activist feminist. Okay? Do what? Yeah, let's see if we can connect from MoneyPenny's side there and get them on the air. Maybe something that's gone goofy just in my handset over here. Give it a try here. Alan was last, we'll see if we can connect with him. Alan, go right ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Good afternoon. Just a quick side note. I am an eyewitness to the fact that a couple of months ago I was in Clemson at a restaurant and Lindsay came in with an attractive woman and he was being very friendly and she was too.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I was an eyewitness to that. So for whatever it's worth, that's a fact.
So the rumors about Lindsay's challenge to masculinity are greatly exaggerated.
Well, again, I witness. But this whole thing has really caused a problem for me that maybe you can help me. I have a serious question.
Okay.
Actually, it's a two-part question.
Sure.
Okay, number one.
Right.
Does toxic femininity exist and happen? And if it does, is it something I would love or hate?
Good questions. If we are basing this on science, and, of course, the only science that counts anymore is the bogus science of climate change, as we all recognize. But if it exists in the universe, if toxic masculinity exists, then even philosophically, if you believe in the yin and the yang of things, if there's toxic masculinity, therefore, as a counterbalance to this, there should be toxic femininity. Not that there's anything wrong with either one.
There you are. Well, it's a great, I mean, I really don't know the answer to that question. I mean, if things are equal, if it can happen one way, I would guess it would about have to happen. But what would it look like?
Well, see, I mean, here's the thing.
Something I'm like, all right, I really like it.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Alan, and you understand this. This is part and parcel of the progressive socialist slash Marxist agenda. We must categorize everything. We must pigeonhole everything into some category. And then we must pit each of these individuals in these grievance groups against each other. Gays against straights, blacks against whites, rich against poor, et cetera, et cetera. So that would account for toxic masculinity, when in point of fact, people are people. People of all genders are good and bad and black and white and yellow and red and everything else.
Right.
And there will always be toxicity existing. There will be evil that exists in some people, whether they're Democrats or Republicans.
Right. Bobby Mac, I Googled it while we were on the line, and it says, at least the first one that comes up, there is not an equivalent, which I guess means there is a difference.
Aha.
Male and female.
But see that
that
can't exist because otherwise, why would people who are male and identify as female be demanding a specific bathroom? It shouldn't matter in that case, should it?
Well, and then what the doctors that are just for transgender that want to become male, they're getting testosterone. They're describing. I mean, this is a problem. I mean, I'm just lost.
Yeah, it does. It boggles the mind. You're right, Alan. It boggles the mind and challenges intellects greater than mine.
Me too. Yeah.
I appreciate
Thank
the call.
So much. Take care.
You bet. Let me see if I can get Dot in here quickly before we get to the news at the top of the hour. Hi, Dot. Sorry for the misconnect before. Good to have you here.
That's okay. I've got a remedy for the gender situation. Annihilate everybody and then leave 10 scientists and let them clone what they want to clone.
Well, we got to...
That's what they're doing anyway.
Yeah. No, you're right. They are doing that to the extent there's some...
If Lindsay is... Yay.
Right.
Why are they complaining? I thought we were all supposed to be politically correct.
Exactly.
Except everybody.
Exactly. And now they're
Democrats are stepping on their own tongue.
Yeah. They. You know, I love it when they are devoured by their own philosophy because they've been preaching.
By the way, hey, I got one more thing to tell you.
I just
heard on the radio.
Yeah.
I just heard on the radio that the bus carrying some of the Democrats who were supposed to go on the vacation with Pelosi,
right.
They're circling the Capitol. They're still on the bus.
Gee, that's
a nice ride. That, I hope they're paying for the gas.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it, Dot? It's an absolute shame. It's heartrending, is what it is. It's heartrending. Annie is next with the news at the top of the hour. I'm back with hour number two of the Bobby Mac Show here on Thursday. Don't go away. It gets good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.